Well, it's hard to believe, but we've reached the end of another liturgical year. Yes, the end of the calendar year is still a month or a little more away, but we've reached the end of our liturgical cycle for yet another year. And we're reminded, of course, that these ends that we come to during this time of year leads to new beginnings. You know, this end of the liturgical year leads to Advent and a new liturgical year. We have another opportunity, another year to relive our Lord's life and teachings once again. The end of the calendar year on December 31st always leads to January 1st and a new year to give us new opportunities. You know, we do the New Year's resolutions as a way to enter into those new opportunities for this new year. Of course, this year, with the liturgical year in the English-speaking world, we have a very unique situation that we haven't had in 40 years, where we're having the end of the current translation of the Mass, which we have celebrated for 40 years, and a new translation with a new edition of the Roman Missal coming out next week on the first Sunday of Advent. This gives us the chance, with this new beginning of the new translation, to learn again about the Mass, learn more about the Mass, and go deeper into the mysteries of the Mass. And of course, we're reminded at these times of ends of the ultimate end, the end of this life, the end of our life here on earth, death, and the beginning of eternal life into heaven. Now, of course, this time at the end of the year is always very hectic, especially in smaller towns, you know. Of course, we've got the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. We've got sports and community events. There's always things going on in these towns at this time of year. And then, of course, we've got our preparations for our new calendar year. So at this time when we're focusing on the ends and the new beginnings that come with those, we need to be reminded of what is important. And of course, what is important? Service of our Lord Jesus Christ, the King. Of course, that is the feast day we are celebrating today. Christ the King, the feast of Christ the King. This service we entered into when we pledged our love and devotion by becoming Christians at our baptism. We entered into that service. And what does that service look like? Well, our Lord tells us, whatever you did for one of the least brothers of mine, you did for me. So to serve our Lord means to serve others. We serve him by performing the corporal works of mercy. Now, I hope everyone remembers this from religious education or from Catholic school. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. A stranger and you welcomed me, naked and you clothed me, ill and you cared for me, in prison and you visited me. We also know that burying the dead is one of these works of mercy, that we are called to do all those. The sad part is, of course, especially at these times when everything's very hectic, we tend to forget what is important. We tend to get caught up in our personal needs or desires, again, especially at this time of year. We tend to fixate on problems with others, get drawn inwards, drawn in the problems that we have or the needs that we have or the desires we have, and not reaching out to others. But we are called at all times to serve Christ by serving others. I've mentioned it recently, and I'll mention it again, that with the new translation, one of the endings that will be available to the priest, and one that I personally plan on using quite frequently, is go and announce the gospel of the Lord. We are called to announce the gospel of the Lord, and we do this in service of Christ by serving those in need. You know, our Lord uses us to rescue his scattered sheep. You know, we see this image in the first reading of the sheep who are scattered through all over the hillside, and the shepherd needs to gather them back together. Well, using that image, our Lord uses us to gather his scattered sheep, those who have fallen away from him, those who have left him behind. Now, our service to him is very important. It's important because for our final judgment. As our Lord, as we know through the Creed, and we recite this every Sunday, at our Lord's return, he will come in glory to judge the living and the dead. As our Lord shows us, those who served Christ by serving the least brothers and sisters, are saved. But those who do not serve the least are condemned. So at this time of year, at this end of this, both this liturgical year and coming up the end of the calendar year, we're reminded of our ultimate end. And as we are reminded of our ends, May we devote ourselves to the corporal works of mercy, so that we may serve Christ by serving others, so that we may hear at our final judgment, at the end of time, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world."